This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Go up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolina. Of course, I'm Rocky. Join me with BSS. BBB, beautiful Big Shot over here.
There's a lot of bees in the world.
A lot of bees. And, you know, every time I hear you on that opening saying the Cowboys holding up the six, I like it. The six championship.
The six championship ring.
I like it, man. I'm glad you said
I hope not in
I'm
my
glad
lifetime.
You made that prediction. I feel better. Cowboy Nation, rise up. We love it.
You know how Big Shot Stradamus does. You know what I'm saying? He makes those predictions. He puts them out there.
Actually, you've done pretty good this year. Duke last year.
Exactly.
I'm trying to NBA.
No, I was wrong about the NBA.
NBA, you're wrong.
I was rooting for Cleveland, but
you was wrong about baseball.
Who did I pick? I picked the Giants.
Yeah.
I picked the Giants.
You picked the Giants because it's that odd number situation. So hopefully you do better in football this year. All right.
I picked Clemson. Come on, Clemson.
Yeah, we will talk about that game. But first, let's get into dummies of the week. I've got about 2 weeks of dummies, I think. I know you got some as well. The Joseph Randall dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, Dummy of the Week. All right, you want to go first?
Adam Pac-Man Jones, arrested again. Beating up police officers, pushing and shoving. You know the story, go read the story, I don't care. But he seems to think that he did nothing wrong, as usual. And just when we thought he had put all that stuff behind him. Damn, Pac-Man.
Supposedly he poked the guy in the eye and then he was arrested and he headbutted and pushed police officers after he got arrested.
We know you're not going to be back in the NFL. Good luck to you, sir. Idiot.
Yep. I agree. Absolutely. Is that it?
That's it for me.
All right, I've got a couple weeks ago, we had a Georgia player in college basketball accidentally allows Auburn player into huddle. So Georgia accidentally allows Auburn player into the huddle.
Well, here's what we're drawing up, man. Come on, get in.
And then Jeremy Sprinkle. I love the name. Jeremy Sprinkle. Arkansas Razorback was suspended from the Belt Bowl for stealing from a belt store. All right, hello. Wait a minute. So, all right, let me get this correct. You're in Charlotte at the Belt Bowl, and you steal from a Belks.
Stole from a Belks.
That he had a gift card for.
He had a $450 gift card for.
Because that's
apparently
one of the
wasn't
things.
Enough.
That's one of the things that the bowls do. If you go somewhere, they usually give you a gaming Xbox or something when you're in the bowl game. It's part of your. And athletes say they don't get anything. This guy stole from a belt when he's in the Belt Bowl.
He loves belts.
That's like Jameis Winston going to the Outback Bowl, going to steal some crab legs.
Well, maybe
from
the belts in Arkansas aren't as elaborate as the belt in Charlotte. We had some better stuff here, so he wanted to take advantage. You know, he's a big guy. $450, I guess, just wasn't enough. Maybe he only had like three jeans, three shirts, or whatever. He just needed a few more things. They won't notice. I'm the starting tight end for the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Come on, man.
And then your team promptly gives up a 24-0 lead and gets 35 unanswered points dropped on
them. By the way, that, let's give your team a dummy of the week, because Arkansas, what the heck was that? 30, you was up 24-0, like he said, 35 points?
And what was worse is that they put the stat on the screen right before halftime. Like, Arkansas's plus minus, and from the first half to the second half, they're plus 63 in the first half, minus 62 in the second half. Well, that minus 62 just dumped the minus 97 because they got outscored 35-0 in the second half.
And to Virginia Tech of all teams. When's the last time you seen Virginia Tech score 35 points and a half? Or no, 10 points and a half.
Let alone 35 when you were up three touchdowns in a three touchdowns and 3 2-point conversions. Man, just a bad week for the Arkansas program.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean to interrupt you. Hopefully the bad juju doesn't go to that owner down there in Arlington. His alma mater.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm knocking on wood right now. I would tell you, I'm so superstitious about this playoffs. I was going to wear my T.O. jersey this week. I'm like, nope.
You should have worn it.
I was wearing my DeMarco Murray jersey. I'm like, nope. I can't wear any ex-Cowboys jerseys for the next 2 weeks.
It's the bye week.
I don't care. I'm scared if I wear it and they lose, it's going to be my fault. So I'm watching what jersey I wear for the next 2 weeks.
Fans, why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we torment ourselves? Why do we blame ourselves for our team's losses?
You know, it's what we do, though. You know, it's what we do, though.
There's nothing we can do about that. We don't control that.
I know, but it's, you know, come on, man. Like, you've never done that before.
I used to do it a lot, but then I got over it, man. I wear my same little outfit whether we win or we lose.
Listen, when it's been 25 years or 27 years, you do anything you can.
We in the 20-year program, too. Year 21 of the Carolina Panthers.
You don't have one yet, so it don't matter. My point is, you know, it's been a little bit long for us. We're not used to this. We're getting over to Cleveland Browns waiting for a championship. No, I'm just kidding.
Them and the Lions waiting for an appearance.
Yeah.
Woo.
Then I got Cleveland Browns. And then I got Mitch Trubisky from UNC gets stripped by a referee, causing a fumble and a turnover in the bowl game.
Man. And
that's your number one quarterback.
UNC could have won. They should have won that game, man. Stanford, really? Oh, well. I'm not taking Mitch Trubisky. You can take Mitch Trubisky. I would take Mitch Trubisky. If I can get him in the third round, I'd take Mitch Trubisky. I'm not taking him with a first-round pick. I've seen enough from former UNC Tar Heel players to let me know, no. And I haven't seen a Julius Peppers come out since Julius Peppers came out. So pass on the UNC Tar Heel players for my first-round picks, please.
A couple of other ones I have real fast. Trent Baalke, dude.
What an idiot. You lost the best coach you've had in 10 years. Guy got you to a Super Bowl, and you let him go. The rest of your team retired on you. Then you go out and you get Jim Tom Sulo. You get Chip Kelly. Philadelphia was trying to give Chip Kelly away, and you give him the job. Like, he's going to turn your program around. Please. Please.
And the rest of my dummies real fast. Obi Beckham Jr. loses it, growls to himself outside locker room, has to be escorted back to team when they lost a couple weeks ago to Philly.
We know he has issues. Dude. But he's a character, man. That's why we love OBJ, because he just
We don't love OBJ.
You just don't like him because he plays for the Giants.
No, let me tell you why I don't like him. Because every time now we see a one-handed catch, it's a Beckham. I'm like, dude. They practice that everywhere all the time. He's not the only one to ever do it. He was just lucky enough to be in the right situation at the right time for that to happen.
I think it's just the last name. Because when football players kick that soccer ball that way and they bend it, Beckham.
But I'm just like, that's probably
appreciate
a lot to
the
do
love,
with it.
Yeah, by thank the way.
You. But there's, I mean, every time you see a catch now, is how great. I mean, dude, if you ain't seen Beckham lately, he's dropped a lot of passes.
So we should name every great catch. Oh, look at that Rice play. He made a Rice.
No, call it a great catch.
Just call it a great catch.
You know, you can't call it Rice because of Stickum.
Rice What a stick of mayor once in a while. But the man could catch anything. Come on now.
No, he could. Absolutely. Then P.J. Tucker makes Shaqin debut this season after forgetting the ball on fast break dunk attempt versus Spurs. How do you forget the ball, man?
He was excited. He thought he had an easy score. And sometimes when you get too excited, you do things prematurely.
And then
we've all have that. Have had that.
Absolutely. So. And then Bills running back Reggie Bush.
Reggie.
After I watched the highlights of the Rose Bowl game where he against Vince Young in Texas, and then this stat came up, I was like, oh. He becomes the first running back in NFL history to get 10-plus carries and finish with negative yards.
What?
Negative three.
What?
Negative 3 yards.
In the Buffalo game against the Jets?
I don't know which game, but he finished with overall season.
On the season.
The whole season.
He finished with
10
negative
carries,
yards.
Negative three.
Well, we always knew he wasn't a between-the-tackle runner anyway.
Who is falling down faster, you or Roy Hibbert? Because you two, I don't understand what just happened to Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush got a Super Bowl ring. So,
he was a contributor.
Huge contributor.
Can we not say that Reggie Bush might be the biggest bust ever?
No, we can't say that.
Why not?
Because
there was more hype coming out of him than any other running back I can remember.
Because there's Jamarcus Russell, there's Ryan
Lee. I think he's a bigger bust.
There's a lot of people that
dude,
have been bust.
There was no
there's
hype.
Lawrence Phillips.
There was Lawrence Phillips a good one, but the hype for Jamarcus Russell wasn't the same as Reggie Bush.
I mean, yeah.
Because you had Kardashian, you had all this other stuff going on.
For Reggie Bush's sake, he isn't a Hall of Famer, but he had productive seasons in the NFL, and he had productive moments.
Like, he's a role player, though.
He's always been a role player. He never lived up to, like, that draft with Vince Young, Reggie Bush, Mario Edwards, Matt Line at Fallen 10. That whole draft was pretty bad, man. Like, there's no memorable guys to me out of that draft.
To me, you might compare him to Darren Sproles. No, I wouldn't. I would actually put Darren Sproles ahead of
him. No, Darren Sproles has had a really, really good
career.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm trying to think 80s. You know who you count? No, Tim Raines in baseball, maybe. No, Tim Raines was good in baseball. I'm trying to remember a running back that came out of college that was a Heisman Trophy winner that was that great of speed and athlete and was just a bomb.
I can't think of one.
There's never been a running back to come in the league and do the way he did.
Mark Ingram.
But not speed and, it wasn't that much hype for Mark Ingram.
Heisman Trophy winner? He wasn't drafted number three, though, of course.
No. Trent Richardson.
There you go.
Trent Richardson
had a worse
but
career.
But did he still have that type of hype, though, that
yes.
Reggie Bush had?
Yes.
I don't remember. I thought
he
Reggie
didn't
Bush,
win the Heisman, but Trent was – they was hyping Trent. Like, oh, Trent Richardson, he's going to be the next big thing. He's 10,000 yards. He's going to change the Browns' fortune.
Well, I thought Reggie Bush, though, had more hype coming out than Trent.
I mean, the Reggie train, because he played at SC.
Right, that's what I'm saying, because where he's playing.
Games
and look
stuff.
At the team he was on, Matt Leinart, Lindell White.
They have star power.
Right.
So
there was a star team, and they just
– Yeah, I guess the star power for Reggie Bush was louder than any other running
back. Yeah, okay, that's better, star power. I can't think of another guy, though.
Me either. Maurice Claret?
That's a good one. Yeah, Mo Claret.
He didn't do absolutely nothing. Yeah, he did it to himself pretty much.
That's a good Reggie had a better career than him, but, those two were supposed to be great running backs.
Shoot, Jenner is having a better career than Maurice Claret.
That's true. He's got more yards.
Zenner. Is it Zenner?
Yeah, Zach Zenner.
Zach Zenner.
He's got more yards than Reggie Bush, man. You know who's that? Mike Tolbert's got more yards.
Mike Tolbert.
Matt Ryan's got more yards rushing.
Yes, Matt Ryan has 117 yards rushing on the season. Way to go, Matt Ryan.
Some other NFL news real fast. Wade Phillips could take Redskins DC defensive coordinator job if Vance Joseph gets hired as Broncos head coach. So if Joseph gets the head coaching job somewhere, Wade could go to DC. That would be huge.
Isn't Wade the DC in Denver right now?
Yeah, he's in Denver right now, but he's talking about going to Washington. Vance Joseph gets a job in Miami. Vance Joseph's a DC at Miami.
Okay.
And they're talking about getting him as the head coach.
And Wade isn't going to stay there for that.
No.
And I can't see Wade part two as the Denver coach again. It didn't work out the first time.
Me and Jeff were talking about it, or too legit. We were talking about it. The best person to go to Denver is Kyle Shanahan.
You think?
Because think about it. You ain't got to touch defense. Wade's got the defense. All you got to do is go in, put your offensive system in. You already got two wide receivers.
And Trevor, they need to find a running back. The biggest adjustment would be you leaving Atlanta where they got Freeman and Coleman, two really, really solid backs.
Their biggest one would be offensive line. Yeah, everybody's overlooked how good the Falcons' offensive line is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right, they have a really good they're the third best offensive line in the league behind
Raiders. I mean, your quarterback just don't throw for 4,900 yards and you have a 1,000-yard rusher if your offensive line isn't good. Look, I'm just saying.
49ers interview Panthers assistant GM Brandon Bean for GM gig next week.
I mean, the Panthers have made some good moves, too. I mean, the 49ers, I think Lou Reed is probably their favorite, but we just don't know. I just don't know about the York family. I wish it was still the who owned them before the Yorks? Well, what the names?
It's DeBarlo.
I'm sorry. Eddie DeBarlo and his family. Love y'all, man. Wish they were still owning that team.
Oh, I do too. They were a great owner. Panthers defensive back coach Steve Wilks is a name to watch for the Redskins DC opening job. So another Panther.
So once these head coaching jobs start falling, and I don't expect teams to move fast here because we know Josh McDaniels is a hot name on everybody's list. Kyle Shanahan is a hot name on everybody's wish list. And these guys are still coaching, and they're going to be coaching for the next couple weeks, and you can't even talk to them without permission granted until the season is over. So you can interview the Anthony Lynn's. I see Anthony Lynn is getting an interviewing job with the Los Angeles Rams, OC in Buffalo. We obviously know Buffalo is going in a total different direction. It's going to be a total revamp. They're talking about Tom Coughlin coming into Buffalo maybe and having total control. So we'll see. We will see.
Then last, I got one more dummy I meant to add real fast. Russell Westbrook for drilled the referee in the face with the ball at East. Timeout last night. He didn't mean to do it, but dude, it was funny as heck. And then your reaction after was priceless.
He looked at him like, dude, he was blaming him. Like, you're supposed to be looking for the ball. Warning to anybody else who wants to catch a Charlotte Hornets game. If you're in the Spectrum Arena, you better be looking at the court. Because more faces seem to get hit in the Charlotte.
That's the second time in 2 years. That's good.
So you better be mindful of your surroundings. Just saying.
All right, let's go into who you sitting at the bar with. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. Who you sitting at the bar with? Trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away. All right, you got anybody?
Who is Big Shot sitting at the bar with this week?
Before I ask that, here's the question me and Too Legit asked on the show Monday.
Okay.
Who is one head coach you would want to drink and party with? Be at the bar with who's one college football coach?
College football.
I said Lane Kiffin.
I was just about to lean that way
because you know, but Lane Kiffin.
Be college football?
Yeah, it's got to be college football. We're thinking college football coaches because I don't think anybody wants to hang with Nick Saban.
I want to hang with Bobby Petrino. Because he has all the secretaries hanging around.
Bobby Petrino. He's too old for me. I would think, you know, somebody.
But he likes the young secretaries.
No, he does like the young ones, though. That's you're all right.
Hey,
he
we
does.
Good. Come on. Let's go.
You know, I'm trying to think. Maybe, Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury, Texas Tech.
Texas. Oh, yeah.
He's a good-looking guy, too. So,
Oh, yeah. Mike Riley at Oklahoma State. He seemed like he'd get a few drinks in, or he could go. He'll have you laughing because he'll be talking all that stuff, man.
I couldn't see Dabo. Dabo would be
cool, but his country would probably become really, really country, so you wouldn't quite understand what he's saying.
Actually, Two Legits did say Justin Fuentes at Virginia Tech.
He seems like a cool one to hang out with.
But there's not a lot of other ones.
I want to go hang out with the ECU head coach. I don't know his name, but ECU is notoriously known for being a party school.
Oh, yeah. No, it absolutely is. Sorry, you say you had somebody sit at the bar.
Oh, who was I sitting with? It just left my mind.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I didn't mean to leave your mind. I'll let you think about it. I'm sitting at the bar with who just got fired. I'm going to sit at the bar with I just had it.
See, we got off subject.
I'm sitting at the bar with Brock Lesnar. Why not? You're suspended for a year, UFC. You got to see what your main event plans are at WrestleMania.
Interfere with the Rumble somehow?
And, boy, he's a country boy, so I know he drinks.
Oh, yeah. You can't drink with Brock Lesnar, man. He probably, the second he drinks it, his muscles sweat it out, so he don't ever feel drunk. You'll be sitting there drunk as hell.
Will come pick him up. Sable will come get him, so I'm good.
I don't know if she can pick him up. She can probably bring the forklift.
She'll bring him home.
Come scoop him. Okay, I am sitting with Lane Kiffin. I want to know, do you really hate Nick Saban as much as I think you really hate Nick Saban? And I know once I get a couple of drinks in you, the truth will spill out. Do you think he hates Nick Saban as much as I think he hates Nick Saban?
I do.
And this was the ultimate F you, stick it to you, the week before the national championship game. Oh, I'm no longer going to be the OC. I'm going to my school now. He could have did that 3 weeks ago.
This is the first time ever in college football that someone's left. They showed a stat the other day. There's been like 9 coaches where, you know, Kirby Smart was last year. He stayed for the whole season. Been other times this has happened. No one's ever left early in the season. They usually finish it out.
And what's worse is he committed. He said, I'm here through the end. Okay, the end is Monday, but you're not going to be there now?
We all know what happened. I didn't watch the game because I was out dinner, but I know I saw the highlight. Nick Saban on, what was it, third, and they had one series in the game where they went 29 seconds. They had the ball, and then they had to punt because they went pass, run, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. When they did that, Nick Saban turned around to Kiffin and just
lit him up.
Yeah.
Like he does normally.
Right. But that was it. I think that was it. That was the stopping. That was the
straw that broke the camel's back. Right. He said, enough of this. I am a grown man. I am not going to continue to sit here and let this other grown man disrespect me and try to break my ego down on national television. I'm out.
But playing with a coach like Saban, I mean, you know, come on, eat some crow. I mean,
eating crow for 2 years. I've seen Nick Saban several times. I know, but
you already got a head coaching job. You already got one. So don't do stupid things and don't talk back to him. He's the type of guy I don't think you would talk back to. You eat it, you go. I mean, he's like Bill Belichick. Hey, all right, boss.
Some guys can brush things off their shoulders, and some guys know it just sits on them the wrong way. And Lane Kiffin is one of those guys. Now, where, hell, I can't take that.
He's done the job last 3 years. They worked fine together last 3 years. I don't buy any of the things that him or Saban said about it was mutual or not. Baloney, man. No. Come on.
No. We know what it is.
Yeah.
And we've seen the writing on the wall for a couple of years now.
We'll come back. You're listening to BSS Carolina.